the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press star zero. You will now be connected with the conference.
Well, yeah, and let's see. In today's agenda, let me just making some last-minute changes, and I kind of screwed up the format. Hold on one second. I guess we'll go with it. So what I'll do here is I'll yank it in, even though it's the format is a little bit off. We've got an extra bullet marker here at a certain point. Okay, so.
So you've significantly changed the agenda relatively recently.
Yeah. So what I did was
I had cut and paste the previous agenda into a Word document so that I could use that to structure the minutes.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I wanted to capture the outstanding action items. So it fleshed out. We basically had kind of a very generic agenda prior to this. But what I wanted to do was go back to the previous meeting and capture the things that really had action items still that at least we could address that.
Okay. By the way, whilst I think about it, who is the moderator for the Skype conference?
Pardon?
The Skype conference that we're talking on. Who is the moderator for that?
For this conference?
Someone has to come in with the moderator key. Or else we just get music.
I guess everyone, I've logged in as the administrative person for the bridge, but I'm hoping that we won't have a whole lot of noise. I think it's...
Is that something you do for every conference? Or?
No, that's the chairs do that typically.
Okay, so if I'm going to chair the next one, I need to know between now and then how to do that.
Yeah, and we'll just send. I'll send you the code.
Okay.
If you don't have that.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, it's a separate, that way, if you have to mute and unmute kind of globally, you have that available.
Yeah, I understand. Gosh, it just went very fuzzy.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe somebody, okay, background.
It actually sounds okay from here, Peter Young.
Okay, yeah, we hear a fuzz. Well, now we don't.
Yeah, Amanda here. Same thing. I heard it for a little bit, and now it's gone again. So
that's all good.
Okay, so let's see. Matthew, are you going to paste in the new agenda, or should I do that?
I can. Oh, right. Yes. Sorry. Yes, I can do that.
No, that's fine. I typically would do that as a chair, but.
I've got it here, so I can. It's already just in touch.
Okay. So just to avoid duplication.
There you go. How about that?
We've lost the structure, but that's. I think we can.
It's lost all the bullets. Yes.
We can wing it.
You can also hide, when you're copying and pasting from the PSNW, you can hide the purple numbers.
Yeah, I haven't got to that yet.
It's up at the
I haven't done that.
Yeah, actually, leaving the purple numbers in is helpful for a synchronous session because you can tell people to go to, let's say, 4H1, and you do a Control F for.
Yeah, it's just that the formatting is off here, so.
For cutting and pasting into.
But there's nothing that will solve that without editing it, so I'd have to edit that after pasting, but it's going to be a mess anyway. The carriage returns are all in the right place. There just aren't any bullets.
Yeah, you're just missing the bullets. That's minor.
Yeah, I normally end up editing those as well. I don't think there's a shortcut.
Right. If you want the bullets, you can go into the edit window and copy the wiki text proper. That way.
Oh, I see. Okay. Points. Let's see.
Oh, I see.
If you were editing.
Yeah, sorry, folks. I thought I'd have, as always, more time than I had. okay. Well, if you want, I can try to yank these bullets in. From the raw agenda. Well, let's see if this works.
Okay, that looks a bit better.
Well, we have at least we have a little bit more structure to it. It doesn't have the purple numbers, but. And I don't know where the error went in the formatting. It looks like it occurs. Well, anyways, okay. Well, first of all, let's welcome. I want to welcome everyone. We have. I'm chairing, and Matthew West is scribing. Mark Muthan was originally scheduled for this, and then of course the ordering that we do is that when you're scribed for the session, you're the chair of the next session of the Board of Trustees. So I'm leaving that optional for Matthew. Matthew, if you want to be chair of the next session, then we'll have to, you know, we'll maintain the ordering, and we'll have to stitch Mark Muthan back in when he can do this.
I'm happy to fit in with chairing the next one or not, whatever fits best. I'm not. I'll try and do what I'm asked when I'm asked.
Yeah, describe chairing the next session makes most sense.
Okay, then I'll do that.
You're doing minutes
and then Mark will. That'll give me the stuff for the next one. So if I'm scribing this one, it makes sense for me to chair the next one, and Mark gets scribing, and he'll scribe for my session then.
We can kind of stack it, I guess.
Yeah, no, that fits. I think Peter has a good point that if you scribe one, it makes most sense if you chair the next.
Yeah, that's right.
The other advantage is that means I set the date, and since I can only do every other Thursday, that means I can manage it for the Thursday.
Yeah. Well, it's, again, you know, our goal is maybe monthly meetings, and we haven't had a meeting since September because basically I haven't had time.
Okay. I
apologize, but. Okay, and thank you, Matthew, for agreeing to scribe and then chair next meeting to be determined.
Can you document that on the chat as well?
Yeah, I'm just doing it.
Oh, great.
Okay, and let's just do roll call here. Basically, we have Amanda Visedom, K. Ken Bukowski, Leo Olbers, Matthew West, Mike Bennett, and Peter Yim.
And John Sella.
Pardon?
John Sella here.
Oh, are you
hi, John.
The chat, John.
I didn't see you on chat.
If you can go on the chat, then I can copy and paste the list. I think I can copy and paste the list of chat people.
Matthew, you can copy and you can get a list of the people on the chat if you click on the actions button.
Okay, I need to wait for John to.
But in the meantime, you can explore this.
Get a list of members in the queue. Get a list of current members.
Current members is those who are online. List of attendees is people. Includes people who sort of came in and dropped out. So at the end of the day, you want that list of attendees. But at any point in time, you want people who are on board right at that point do the current members.
Thank you, Peter.
And then do the mail transcript to your own email address and that of the chair and do a send. That way you can get a copy of the chat transcript as well.
Okay.
From there.
Yeah, I'm always paranoid, and I just make a copy of the chat.
That is useful too, because the formatting gets roughed up in email.
In email, yeah. Okay. Let's see. I don't see Michael Gruninger, who I expected. I didn't get any comment from him.
He did. Michael says he will be late for half an hour.
Oh, was that recently?
Yes. And then Mike Bennett says he has to leave in half an hour. So.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. Okay, I see John. So, okay, thank you. Our first agenda item is, as usual, infrastructure status report. I just included some salient points from our last agenda, especially when there was action items. Just to illustrate, you have a comment? No, okay. we basically set up reservations through Michael Gruninger simply because IAOA now pays for the conference bridge. We mentioned this last time, but I just want to make sure people understand that for calendar purposes, scheduling purposes, we have to deconflict through Michael. One action item was that Michael was going to set up an event calendar. I don't remember that he did that, so we still need to find that out. Below that, connection details will be posted for specific session announcements and on the Ontolog wiki. I think we've done that. The sessions have basically been the Board of Trustees meeting and the couple organizing planning sessions we've had so far for Ontology Summit 2015. Beneath that, we have Ken Bukowski was going to upload the raw recording of the previous Board of Trustees meeting. I don't know if that's been done. Ken?
I think I did that. Where?
Ken, are you muted?
No, I can hear him.
Yeah, I believe I did do it. I'll check on it, though, make sure it's up there.
Okay.
Yes, I believe you did.
You're recording this session too, is that correct?
I'm recording it right now.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so really that action item it has been completed, and it's kind of a continuing action item that the archive will be added to the session page. and then the additional comment is that Board of Trustee members should update the procedure page ourselves if things change or we spot additional information that might be useful. So view this as all of us kind of planning on making changes where it seems to be appropriate, and just notifying others if it's appropriate. And capturing wiki changes in the status. So we also talked about future sessions planning, especially the ontology standards miniseries and the rules reasoning logic programming miniseries. Below that, and possibly out of order, it looks like, was that Michael was going to appoint an additional Board of Trustee members. I think that was probably for the Ontology Summit session, and I think that's Matthew West. Is that right?
I think that I'm the Ontology Board of Trustees representative on the Ontology Summit organizing committee.
Is that
co-chair or something?
No. Actually, I have a question about that. There should be a Ontology Summit organizers board. I mean, it didn't have this label before, but let's call it the co-organizers board, which should meet sometime in like October, November timeframe. We missed that one, and I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't included, but somehow we haven't got the co-organizers together. I assume that Leo probably would know. I mean, have we met like George Strawn, Mark Musin, Barry Smith, and
yeah, right. we had a previous session, but I'm not sure if
that's a community,
everyone participated.
No, that's a community session, but generally there is a sort of board session that sets the direction for the summit before sort of more serious community sessions.
Yeah, let me just check on the.
I think I posted this to the list twice without getting a response. So that's exactly where Matthew, as the Ontolog representative, each of the co-organizers head would be in on that board, plus the original conveners of the Ontology Summit, and Ontolog previously was represented by Leo and myself, but now that we have a board, so we decided that the board should sort of identify a representative to sit on that board.
And I wasn't at that meeting, so I got nominated.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you got nominated when you missed the meeting.
Which is why I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. Now you
know. I don't.
I'm still not sure what I'm supposed to be doing.
But I think you said just a few minutes ago that you would do whatever you were told,
yes,
right?
Yes. So. I need to be told something that I understand, and then I can do it.
So we just, we're, who's the designated teller of Matthew then?
Right.
Probably Peter is the best person to tell me what I'm doing. Because he seems to know.
I'm not sure what the status of that is. So I just did a search for the Ontology Summit site, and there's actually a placeholder, unless it's but that looks like it's pointing back to the old one anyway. So hold on. Let's see.
So maybe we should defer this point when Michael...
I think we need Michael because in the end, he's the head honcho for the Ontology Summit.
Okay, well, yeah, let's just make a little note that we're going to defer this till later. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what it says here, appointment to Board of Trustees member to be taken offline, but I got nominated, and Michael Gunninger to start a thread on the Ontolog trustee list, and that hasn't happened.
Okay, let's continue then.
Michael here now.
Oh, hi, Michael. Well, let's broach that point now. Michael, we were just talking about the Ontology Summit 2015 sessions.
Yeah.
And Peter had a question about whether we had actually set up the organizing committee and had a organizing committee meeting.
No, this is not the organizing committee. Organizing committee is the group of people that would actually execute the Ontology Summit. I was talking about
the
co-organizer board. I mean, it didn't have this label before. It's sort of the head of Ontolog, the head of ANCOR, the head of NCBO, the head of IAOA, the head of NIS, the sort of the NIS representative or head of the department that that underwrites the Ontology Summit, and the head of the National Coordination Office for IT R&D. That's
basically the meta organizers of all the Ontology Summit.
Right, plus the co-conveners.
No, nothing's been done.
Right, we need that.
Yeah, I'm a little worried actually because. You know, like there's a lot of like Rom, you know, has a lot of enthusiasm, and who's the other person that had enthusiasm?
I can only see Rom and IAOA and Ontolog. I mean, this and IOA.
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about the actual summit. Okay, forget about the org, like the this whatever we're calling it. What are we calling this committee? Sorry.
Let's call it the co-organizer board.
Co-organizer board. Okay, I forget about the co-organizer board. I'm just talking about the actual people who are going to be doing the work. I'm worried overall. I mean, whether we'll be able to pull this thing off. There's a lot of, you know, like you get a lot of discussion. Like Mark Underwood was enthusiastic. Rom's enthusiastic, but I'm not really seeing a lot of energy around that's going to be able to carry this. That's going to be able to pull this off. And again, I'm not talking about the convener committee because you know, that's just organization. People on the convener committee don't do anything, really. I'm talking about the people who are actually going to be contributing technical content.
Yeah, the real organizing committee.
Yes.
I would say that because we haven't really had a co-organizers or conveners board before, but I see it as possibly doing a lot to energize and publicize. That could be, I mean, but it, sort of, or having it visible can organize the community more, that these organizations really have.
I suspect it's really more political than that, that what the co-organizers committee does is really make it valid for people in those organizations to be on the organizing committee and to participate, because those heads are up in the co-organizer board.
Right.
They don't need to do a great deal beyond rubber stamp, yes, we're going to do, this is going to be the topic, and yes, we will look for people to be on the, and support people being on the organizing committee.
Right.
And nominate a few if we're asked. And I would expect that that's about as much as it does. Is that about right, Peter?
I guess it depends on how it's driven. I mean, it could do very little or it could do a lot. For example, the NCO hosted the symposium. I mean, that's a little more than just rubber stamping.
Yeah, I agree. And there is this thing about providing resources for those.
You are now muted.
Any one of those things.
Right. But you're definitely right.
Ultimately, that drops through to the organizing committee doing it. It's just that in some cases it will be the same people.
Right. I'm just thinking, I guess I'm not really disagreeing with you, Matthew. I'm just saying that the little bit that it does has a, it's a leverage point, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not trying to belittle anything here.
Yeah.
I see it as enabling, and it's producing the top-down political enabling. That means that the organizing committee can get on with doing it without having to check all the time that it has the authority, that the people have been allowed the time to do it.
And are
supported in doing it for the senior.
It's potentially relevant to Michael's comment because the more, getting that to happen could kick up the sort of energy and willingness to invest in making things happen as the organizer.
It's also been the case that, those co-organizers, the individual members like Barry Smith,
Mark.
The various NIST people at different times, Ram, Steve Ray, et cetera, they were ones that automatically almost participated and therefore typically became organizers of the specific ontology summit. And really, Barry's contributions have been a little limited, and Ram has contributed, but probably not too many others yet.
But Barry sent Fabian.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
I think we are all agreeing with each other we should just recognize that level, the meta discussion at that level is also crucial.
The other thing that it seems to me is that apart from sort of creating this thing and it exists, it's likely to be very difficult to actually have a synchronous meeting just because those people are going to be on the whole very busy. Mm-hmm. And it may well be better to manage it either by email or if people aren't responsive to email, then phone calls or Skype calls to actually just get the sign off.
Peter, in previous years, was there a separate meeting of this convener committee?
Yes, every year.
Co-organizer board.
Yes.
And what was the topic of the meeting? What was the purpose of the meeting?
You can go back on the record since you were involved in the last two or three. We have recordings of all of those things. I even still remember. I was at the sort of off-site when we had one. I mean, we didn't have everyone at the last meeting, but you were, actually, you and George, and I believe Mark was, Leo was,
From the perspective of somebody who's been on the organizing committee but not in that level, it's clear that something happened because at some time every year, suddenly the topic would have been officially sanctioned and the core of the organizing committee formed in some way that's not visible.
Yeah, Peter, can you point me to where this would be, say, for last year? Because this is different from the pre-launch that you're talking about.
This is different from the pre-launch.
Yeah, so give me
a moment. I'll paste the link on the chat, and if it is password protected, then the password would probably be on username ontolog-admin, and then the password semantics.
Okay,
go on with the meeting. I'll look for it and I'll pay
you. Okay. I think this what this highlights is that, you know, we haven't been administrators, and so there's a lot of things that fall through the crack here, because even though we participate in these meetings, we don't really have you know, the in-depth knowledge that Peter had for organizing these. So it's just something we have to evolve to address, I guess. So okay, well, in the meantime, we'll have a placeholder for maybe talking about Ontology Summit here again. Maybe we can go across these other agenda items. Let's see. So I did send new messages under my action item to Benjamin Grossoff, Pascal Hitzler, Christoph Janowitz, and others. The only one that really could participate in anything might be Benjamin Grossoff, but he had no real recommendations at that point. He's still conceivably interested, but nothing. Pascal and Christoph really don't have the time to assist in organizing. They may or may not be able to make an individual contribution at a panel as a panelist. So that's really gone nowhere. We also had a suggestion from Amanda about cognitive computing. I don't know if anyone else has expressed interest in that, Amanda.
I dropped the ball on that, following up to explore with people who might be interested. I'm still hearing the buzzword a lot, and I'm still, although sometimes accompanied with a question about whether it's essentially been hijacked by the Watson folks, but I haven't done the initial investigations to see whether we could put together a session.
Okay.
If people still want me to do that, like, I'll put it back.
Well, one issue is that we really don't, you know, assuming the Ontology Summit,
right,
you know, gets moving, we don't really have time.
Right.
Until the end of the summit.
So maybe we should.
John, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, the point I wanted to make is that Ontolog Forum has been much, much less active recently than it used to be. And I have a folder in my email that is devoted to everything related to ontology, and I noticed that most of the notes that accumulate are from all these other little committees. And I received a note from somebody that was asking me, well, since Peter Yim is no longer involved, is Ontolog Forum still active? Because there was so little activity taking place. And I've noticed that a lot of these discussions, there's procedural issues related to things, and then there's also content issues. And a lot of content discussion is taking place in these specialized emails rather than on the forum, where a lot of people would be interested. And this is also related to the general issue about Well, things like Amanda just mentioned about cognitive computing, one way to judge the importance of any of these issues is to bring them up on Ontolog forums, such as what should be the topic of the ontology summit. All of these issues are issues for which this very large Ontolog forum has a lot of people involved in and know quite a lot about, and it's that whole forum should be active in discussing these topics. So one of the things that kept Ontolog forum so active for so long is that Ontolog forum was the primary discussion area, and what's happened recently is that I've noticed that much more of the email is taking place in these other little groups than in these smaller offline groups.
Well, yeah, I think that there's a kind of a two-part answer to that. I mean, at a certain point, when we've defined the Ontology Summit in the past, we've created an Ontology Summit list, or there is an existing Ontology Summit list that we use for specifically for Ontology Summit discussions, because it enables at a certain point the track champions and the people who are interested in the individual tracks to interact kind of much more extensively without necessarily, you know, exposing it to everyone in Ontolog forum who may not be interested.
Well,
but,
see,
agree that, you know, it's early on, and before things are kind of solidified, you know, Ontolog forum would be a good place for posing aspects of ontology summit discussion. So,
well, even the question of what should the summit topic be, because there's a lot of people on Ontolog forum who are very knowledgeable about all sorts of issues, and they're sort of left out. I mean, there's this small offline group that makes a decision of what's the topic, and Ontolog forum.
No. There's no offline discussion.
No.
The theme for this year's summit was determined over the course of two different public Ontolog sessions. That was a group decision that was made by consensus of everybody that participated in both of those calls.
Yeah, in the telecons, but not on the forum. There's no email discussion.
Please, John, please. We had a lot of different threads, and the threads, as always, in every single Ontolog forum discussion, the thread goes off on so many tangents.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. Okay. Well, decision was made, group consensus in those two sessions.
In the telecon session, but not in the but there was no discussion on Ontolog forum about the topics and possibilities.
Well, I can't help it if there was no discussion because people weren't responding. The decisions were made by the group.
Which group?
Those who participated in the telecon.
Yeah.
Right. But the point is that there was no discussion on Ontolog forum.
Yes, there was.
The discussion?
Everything was posted on Ontolog forum and also on the Ontology Summit list.
What was posted is sort of the decision by the group that participated in the telecon. The group in the is a very tiny group.
No.
John, that's not true. The call for suggestions and for participation in the discussion was posted repeatedly on Ontolog forum.
Yeah, so the sessions are when we come together to hash out the details by those who are interested. So you have to essentially participate for us to kind of propel the whole Ontology Summit theme.
What I think is true that might be some of what John's particularly feeling is that we don't do a very good job generally, Ontology Summit or otherwise, of encouraging and making effective asynchronous participation. And that's something that we need to improve both our processes and our infrastructure to do. So people who can't make the calls, most of them won't try the email because of, you know, the way the forum tends to go off off track. And that's something we need to fix. But certainly the conversation was well publicized.
Yeah.
I'm just reflecting some opinions that I received from, these were offline comments from people who've been subscribing to Ontolog Forum for years, and that they have felt that the discussions have recently been dying down and there's practically no discussions at all, whereas it had been a very lively forum for years, and they felt, oh, is now that Peter Yim is no longer involved, is Ontolog Forum dying? And I said, no, it's not dying. But the thing is that they haven't seen much discussion going on. And the impression that I got is, now, I missed the, as I said, Thursdays are usually bad for me, so I can't participate in every Thursday discussion. But the discussion was, so I was at one meeting where there was some discussion about the ontology summit theme, and then the next thing that I heard was the decision had been made about what's the topic. Now, you know, these are things that have a lot, that if you want people to participate in them, it's important to bring in the larger group so that there's a lot more knowledge about what is going on, what are people thinking, what is the whole theme of all this.
Yeah, I think the thing there that I agree with is that I don't think we've done as good a job as we might have done in communicating what's been going on in these, I'll call them face-to-face synchronous sessions, to, in particular, but possibly other groups as well, but at least to the Ontolog Forum.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah, even something.
And I think we should note that. In terms of just the level of discussion, I see no special reason why there should be any particular level of discussion at any particular time. That's just about whether people have things they wish to discuss. And the only conclusion I draw from there not being much to discuss is that there hasn't been much to discuss. And if there isn't anything to discuss, it's actually good that there's no discussion.
Well, okay, let's take, for example, this theme of the Internet of Things. Now, I really, honestly, to say, if somebody asked me, how is ontology related to the Internet of Things, and I would say, well, it's related to that as about as much as it's related to anything else. I don't see anything. I do not see much about how we as people who are specialists in ontology have really very much to say to those people. I mean, they are going off in their own way, and I don't think that anything we say would really affect them.
But that's also true for other things that we've had as themes, John. So big data folks, big system folks, you know, system engineering folks, they're all addressing their own domains. What we do when we do an ontology summit is we try sometimes explicitly to bridge communities. That we think ontology can be effective or, you know, provide some insight into issues that they have. Mm-hmm. And so the Internet of Things was one topic here that was brought up that we discussed, among others, that actually satisfied two of our requirements, which is an internal and external focus, right? So an external bridging to a new community, but internal, you know, what are the aspects of ontology engineering that we're interested in that can really assist that movement as far as we can tell? So, you know, I think it's always the case that these things have lives of their own, and to be effective sometimes, it's more helpful to be in near the beginning of these independent efforts, so to help influence them.
Well, maybe, but one of the things that I remember there was a mention I raised the issue about tools. Now, my attitude about tools is that that's the essence of computer science, is the design of tools. The computer is a tool. Every program is a tool. And if you don't have the tools, all you have is pure philosophy. The ontology without tools is pure philosophy. And if we're going to get into anything other than philosophy, we really need the tools that people can do something with. And I remember that Nicola made a strong complaint, says, oh, tools are boring. Really drive everything. And like Watson, IBM Watson is a tool. That created a huge amount of excitement.
It's not a bad thing if something's boring.
Very
important.
That is true. But the thing is that I remember that Dijkstra made the comment that a workman who does not love his tools will never create anything of value. And Dijkstra's comment was that basically what we have with the computer and with these programming systems are that these are tools that we with which we can create things of value. And so I think the question of what is a tool was the issue there. But I view computer science as the study of tool and design of tools.
We have comments. Michael Gruninger.
Okay, so I have to kind of object to this idea that there's some kind of cabal that's controlling the summit. There was an open meeting on October 9th, and that was posted to Ontolog Forum. Immediately after that session, there was the transcript that was posted to Ontolog Forum. At that session, it was completely wide open discussion, which then winnowed down to a few ideas. There was a follow-up meeting, again, advertised in Ontolog Forum on November 6th. The transcript was posted immediately after that. I can't help it if there isn't relevant discussion on a particular topic. The community made these decisions. No one person made these decisions.
Well, that is true, but those chats never, ever attract any activity on Ontolog Forum. When those things are posted, it's like dropping, it just makes a thud without any response. I have never seen anyone comment on any of those chats.
Well, I have never.
Can I
go ahead, Amanda? I'm frustrated.
Let me hear. Yeah. I think it's definitely the case that there's no cabal. I also think it's definitely the case that that things do go thud on the forum, and there are a lot of historic reasons for that, and there are a lot of reasons why an email conversation, even with an archive, is just not a particularly effective means of having threaded conversation that people, you know, where people actually feel some engagement with others in a specific topic. Can't really do that on the email list without generating a lot of noise and enough volume that people miss posts and so forth anyway. I'm not pointing fingers here because I raised this months ago and then didn't particularly follow up on it. So, but I want to raise it again. I think that the issue of what our infrastructure is that supports asynchronous conversation is really important to changing this. So so it doesn't feel like a limited number of people. That even though that limitation isn't intentional, it's still happening, right? So my proposal that I put on chat is simply that we try as a first, step here, to add another little bit to what we do with the outcomes of those of meetings, like, you know, the specific topic sessions or the open discussions about the summit, and that is that we not only sort of post the chats and the transcripts to the wiki, but enable the discus feature, try that out, and so that we can have threaded comment strings going on the wiki where people are providing feedback in a way that's you know, visible and persistent on the specific topics. Whether the discus will end up being the thing that really works well, I don't know, but it's a step that we can try that enables more effective asynchronous discussion.
Oh, sure, sure. It's something we can try. I think that, you know, it's not the reason we have sessions for these planning sessions and discussion sessions for these ontology summits, pre-planning, if you will, is to focus us, right? It's
yeah.
not typically focused at all in the ontolog forum. You'll have discussions back and forth, and you'll go through all these tangents, but you won't arrive at any kind of, you know, there is no process for deciding going forward.
One of the reasons I'm suggesting the discus thing is, I mean, it's enabled. Ken's got it worked, integrated into the PSMW thing. The comments are threaded, so people should mostly be able to make their comment on the specific thing in question. And there's upvote, downvote capability, so other, you know, people can look at each other's comments and, you know, upvote this is one they really like, or download it because it's off topic, or, you know, and that changes where it appears in the comment list. I would not suggest, I'm not suggesting that this replace, you know, synchronous sessions or designated decision makers.
Okay. Now, I don't disagree with anything that anybody has said in the last flat 10 minutes. The only point I'm saying is that Ontolog Forum is the best advertising place for letting people know what's happening. And one way to handle this is to post a note and say, here are some topics that are being considered. Send it to Ontolog Forum. These are topics that are being considered. Here's a pointer to the wiki. If you want to participate in this thing, here's a pointer to the wiki. Here's a pointer to this meeting that will be held. And just let people
that
know.
That is done, John.
So,
that is
think
done.
That was done.
That was done.
Well,
you've just described
those things just don't – they seem to fall like – they just sort of fall.
Yes, they do.
And there's no response to them.
That's why
yes,
I'm suggesting
right. –
That's why I'm suggesting that pointer not just go to a wiki page of what was or what will be, but an active threaded discussion forum.
That's fine.
There are a lot of really great people who have an ear to what's going on in Ontolog who do not regularly read the mails or feel that it's worth their time to post emails to it because their feeling is that it's just going to encourage off-topic conversation, or somebody will take, you know, somebody who doesn't really know what they're talking about will take umbrage, or,
okay.
You know, you choose your thing, but there's a history there's still some poison in the forum, and I don't think that relying on the mailing list alone to get conversations.
I didn't say alone. I was saying plus.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Everything
that you've just asked for, John, has been being done.
Yeah, but the thing is that
the real challenge.
I'm telling you what people are. I'm hearing from other people are not on these special groups. They say. When I go to the Ontolog Forum, I see it's all quiet and I don't see anything happening.
Yeah,
and
that's,
see these
that's partly got nothing to do with this other stuff. That's partly because
right.
we're in transition and we haven't got our feet going yet.
I'm saying that let's take advantage of Ontolog Forum and do some more, recognize that Ontolog Forum does reach everybody, and there should be more advertising, posting notes to it saying that, hey, there's this hot topic going over on here. if you're interested, please go here. And then, you know, when I send, I just don't send a little note. I add a little bit of comment about it. I include a few quotations. I include a couple of HRLs and say, go to these things and you'll find some more stuff. And I think things like that would be very helpful to keep these things going.
But, John, it's also the case that people should not be sending you messages privately. They should be posting to the Ontolog forum if they have these
exactly
things.
And they don't know what to do.
Well, that's what they should do.
They should post to the Ontolog forum. They
don't know that.
They came to you, so tell them.
I told them that things were active, and I said that there is this, there are these meetings, and so they said, okay, well, I'd like to hear more about this. So they're waiting to hear something. And
well, they've heard everything there is to hear.
Well, maybe that's the point. There's not enough. They're not hearing.
Yes, no, I agree. There isn't not a huge amount has been happening, but they've heard everything there is to hear.
Well, okay, so.
So
again, I don't want to get into an argument with people.
No,
I'm saying, here's a problem, happy if people can solve it.
The immediate thing, John, would be just to go back to those people and say, hey, for heaven's sake, ask the question on the forum and someone will answer it. Someone will try and answer it.
Okay.
I think that's the best place to start and eat your own dog food on it.
Yeah, they're contributing to any fragmentation by not posting to the forum if they have issues.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that happened is that, well, this is somebody who did post some things, and the note went to the forum and just sort of sat there, and nothing happened. There was no response, no discussion. And now, of course, some people have different interests, and it may be that nobody else picked up on that. But again, they're getting this is the impression that people are getting, and it would be helpful to, instead of saying these things to me on this discussion, say these things to the forum. Send notes to the forum on these issues.
Yeah, well, that's what we, I think, attempt to do. But it's like you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, right? So
well, that's why. We have there are advertising agencies who have learned how to make them drink or persuade them to drink.
Yeah, but we're not, you know, the Ontolog Forum really has it's a big pool that everyone can contribute conversations to, but it's not necessarily a device for getting focused products done and, you know, sessions organized. It's good for discussion, which is what it provides, but we need this other structure to enable us to do other things, to have.
I agree, but I'm saying, don't tell that to me. Why don't you send a note to Ontolog Forum about that? Because people don't know that. You may tell that to me and to the other people on the list that are on this BOT, but
well,
the people on Ontolog Forum don't know that.
Well, they actually should, but...
Well, you know, that's like...
Being behind, that's a matter of us, you know, of us figuring out, getting our feet reliably on the road.
Well... Again, if you want, again, another way to do that is to send a note to Ontolog Forum and just say that we are getting our feet on the road, or we're trying to find our feet on the road. If anybody has some suggestions, please let us know.
Peter, you have your hand up there.
Yes, I think John has identified an issue that has been on Ontolog Forum all along. First of all, there are sort of different pockets of participation. I mean, there are people who are active on the mailing list and not on other things. There are people who are active on the summits and not other things. There are people who are active on the synchronous sessions and not on the list, for example. Previously, my approach to it is if we need something done, we try to assign a point person. Like in the Ontology Summit, we have track champions. At least someone is clearly identified to to sort of take the lead on it. And then sort of Leo's point comes in. I mean, you can lead the horse, but you cannot make it drink. So I mean, even with the best intentions of track champions, we asked them to moderate the discussion list. We ended up not having a lot of discussion on the discussion list most of the time. But I mean, there were great discussions during the synchronous, the virtual sessions. So back to John's point, I totally agree with him. What John claimed was that the communication actually was done, but wasn't done enough, and partly because we don't have a point person. Maybe, John, you can volunteer. After, for example, Michael made the first post about, let's say, this was what happened at this community session, then you might pick up, since you're on the list more than you're on the virtual sessions, you might pick it up and then develop the discussions, guide the discussions along those lines. I guess if we clearly identify who has the ball, we might be better off.
Yeah, I think that's one of the challenges at the moment, is that we've got 10 people trying to pick up what Peter used to do, and there are some pretty big cracks that things are slipping in between, and we haven't got hold of everything yet to make sure those cracks aren't appearing. I think that's part of the current reality.
I agree. That was my main point. I think that there are cracks, and I'm just saying that all of us should do something to try to fill it.
Yeah, no, indeed.
No, I think we agree on that too, John. And in fact, you know, you might even consider being kind of assuming at least part of the time a liaison to the Ontolog Forum discussion list. From the Board of Trustees, you know, helping us to feed the information out there, and then collecting what you get to condense it, so that you know, it can assist us in our decisions. So that would be a good benefit. I mean, otherwise, as Matthew and Peter suggested, we have this fragmentation now, since we're all being Peters. And we only know, you know, parts of the elephant. So it's hard to get things done unless you have dedicated people doing them. And, you know, we have to do everything ourselves, and we have limited time to do that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about if I offer to post a summary of this meeting to the Ontolog Forum?
Okay, that would help. I think summaries would be helpful, just saying, here are the topics that were being discussed, and are there any points, any suggestions?
So just key, what was discussed, some key decisions, if decisions have been made.
And also questions. Questions are an excellent managerial approach. Instead of telling somebody what to do, just ask them, well, how would you solve this problem?
Well, I'm not quite sure that that's part of a report of this meeting, but I agree if there are things that we're uncertain about that we think we might need some input on, then that would be a relevant thing to do anyway, but that's a different matter. So is everyone happy if I do that?
Yes.
Anyone unhappy?
No.
Yes.
No,
we tell you you're happy.
Yes. Right. Yeah, okay. I think that the forum needs to hear from the Board of Trustees more often anyway.
Yeah,
I think that would be good.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a PR function, if nothing else, that exposes, you know, what we're talking about and thinking about. So, to a yeah, larger group.
That's important. That's important. PR is important.
Yeah, no, indeed. And it's something that probably we are all very bad at.
Yes. So, yeah, so it's an important point. I agree. And maybe we can take some of these steps that, you know, John, Amanda, and Matthew have suggested. Yes.
Maybe in line with what I previously suggested, that there should be a point person, maybe we will make this a what Matthew just suggested as part of the scribe routine. So the scribe, besides just sort of taking notes for this meeting, is would also be responsible to make a post of that, a summary of that, to the Ontolog forum list.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense, because you typically have the information available for
exactly.
You know,
it'll be a subset of the minutes. So
yeah. You want to filter anything that's filter anything that's, well, I don't know. We may want to filter things that you know are semi-confidential or confidential.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have those, but.
Yeah, well, mostly we won't, but occasionally we will.
Yeah, and that's okay. Identified as that, like, don't post this. This is just sort of something that is involved, a personal matter of some sort.
Yeah, and there are things that just aren't relevant, like so-and-so couldn't attend because they were sick. I mean, it's just
right.
Relevant. Okay.
Okay, good.
So John, I'll also add something about what the scribe is supposed to do to the procedures.
Fantastic.
Capture that, please. John, are you still have your hand up? You have any?
Oh no, let me take it down. I was finished with that.
Okay, good. Let's see where we are here. Let's see. Post-cognitive computing. So, I think people are aware that the Ontology Summit next meeting is December 11th. This might be a good reminder that we should post that reminder. I think probably Michael was intending that anyways, but...
I'll be setting that page up.
And I'm afraid I have to give my apologies in advance. I don't know whether you realize, Michael, but I can only really do every other Thursday, and it's this Thursday, not next Thursday.
Ah, okay.
The good news is that probably, if you know that it's this Thursday I can do, you can compute any future Thursday with reasonable reliability.
Next Thursday may be a problem for me also, and certainly Christmas Day.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do we want to break with tradition and move it to a different day than Thursdays?
The days, there probably isn't a better day for me, to be perfectly honest, than Thursdays. This time of day is quite difficult because it's about tea time. Quite often it turns out that I'm either about to travel or I am traveling. And Thursday, at least every other week, I'm probably not traveling.
Right. Yeah, we don't really want to lose the Thursday slot. I mean, we've got a historical memory on that.
Okay.
Corporate memory.
Yeah, so it's better just to, if you really want me to be there, you need to pick the right Thursday. that's all.
It's not to say that, you know, we can't have off sessions on other days, but we should maintain the Thursdays and if needed, you know, go to a different day because of constraints of the people involved.
Sure. Yeah, the only day that's likely to be better for me is probably not good for other people, and that's Friday.
Okay.
I doubt if that's a good day for a lot of people, because, you know, if you're going away for the weekend, it's
likely to be a bad for people who are traveling for that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not trying to suggest anything else. Just note that in general, I can only make every other Thursday, and it's fine. It's not that I require to be there. It's if you would value, if my input would be particularly valuable.
It's always valuable.
What
I would suggest, Matthew, is that if you get your input to us prior to next Thursday. That you would like to make.
I'll try and do that as soon as there's an agenda out, I will try and respond. I do try and do that generally when I can't make it, if I've got something in advance, and especially if someone would tell me where I should post it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. So that reminder, okay, about Ontology Summit next meeting, and that's over. Okay. I also, one of the additional business items here, the only one, I did contact Barry Smith, Mark Musin, and Pat Hayes offline individually. Really, the only response I've gotten has been from Mark Musin, who apologized. This is after a number of prompts. I think people are just very busy and probably some are not responsive in general. So Mark, Mark always intends to participate, but often cannot, nearly always cannot. But no real response from Barry and Pat, and I kind of didn't expect to have anything from Pat, but I expected from Barry, and we've known the Board of Trustees in our discussion in the past when we were forming the board. Barry also mentioned that he would not have a whole lot of time, so I think it's just something we have to do periodically to ping people to who are on the board to participate, or consider changing the board.
I think we did mention that the board is not sort of an advisory role,
right. Exactly.
Board membership, but it's a sort of functional commitment. Committed role that people should be expected, and there's I think in the terms of reference is that people who would not be able to actively participate would possibly be dropped. So I think we should consider that.
Yes. There's two aspects to that. So we consider again, maybe after another notification with the statement, of what the future may hold if they don't respond. So part one is that. Part two is, so three parts. Part two is, removing people after warnings. And then part three would be replacing people. So whatever process we have, and maybe it's only partially defined, I don't recall, on replacing people and nominating and endorsing and voting on replacements. It would be something that we should consider.
Yes.
And I don't know if we've defined a quorum for doing so. I mean, there's issues with that.
We have a process. We actually have described the process in our terms of reference, so we just need to go and work through it, read it, and work through it.
Yeah, we'll have to revisit and look into that.
My recollection is that I have a feeling we're semi-self-perpetuating, in that I think we have the responsibility to nominate at least people who might be members.
Actually, no. We have
Right.
So for the for under selection, wait, here, let me post what I'm looking at. We have included, so separately there's a removal bit, there's the special case for the initial board, and then there's the selection in general, where we say typically trustees will be nominated by any member of Entourage,
well, any member of Entourage, which is
with with endorsement by 8 other members. Then
right, that's
then reviewed.
Okay, so we have a reviewing.
So we have review and approval power, but nomination is with the community at large.
So essentially, we have a veto. Yes, but not
yeah.
Does that mean that we have a defined quorum then, like a majority of the board of trustees or something?
No. I'm not even sure that we have a fixed number of members. I think it's typically about 10, isn't it? For a membership composition. The board will have 5 to 25 members responsive to the needs of the Entourage community. So we have as many members as we think we need.
Right. And any individual member can be appointed for a base 4-year term or for a special purpose and duration. And then we have explicitly that trustees who are unable to meet responsibilities, maybe, you know, we can suggest that they resign, or if they repeatedly fail and don't resign, any member of the board can call for a board review of the situation, and the board can vote to remove them, but we do not have in that clause a definition of majority or
quorum or whatever.
Well, but yeah.
I'm not sure if we have it elsewhere.
Well, we can.
Yeah, so if I nominate somebody and I'm the only one attending at a meeting, then it passes.
If we're talking about,
get past nomination without eight supporters from one Entourage in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they could be board of trustee members, so I mean that doesn't stop us from nominating people.
Right.
Okay.
Because we're all members of Entourage Forum. You know,
yep.
It's not so, and it's quite likely that any nomination will be heavy on board of trustee members, because we're the people that want there to be people on the board of trustees.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's not particularly unlikely. In terms of taking votes and things like that, if we haven't said anything anywhere else, it's probably best to revert to Robert's Rules of Order and do things the way that it says.
Ah, okay. Under organization, we have agreements and decisions under discussion by the board shall normally be reached by consensus. However, after initial discussion, any trustee present may call for a vote to be taken. In the event that the votes are equal, the chair of the meeting shall have a deciding vote. We have that much. So
yeah, but that doesn't tell you about how abstentions are counted.
But it's a little more than nothing.
Yeah, no, indeed. No, it's okay. It's probably good enough. I'm just saying that if we find ourselves in trouble, trouble, the thing to fall back on is agree to use Robert. We don't need to do it before we get there, but just so that you know there is a fallback, you can finally fall back to Robert's Rules of Order, which are rigorous enough to get you out of trouble in almost any situation. It's an extremely painful way to operate, but it gets you out of trouble.
Yeah, so for example, if there's only 3 members at a meeting and, you could decide the future of the board or something like that and future of Entourage.
Yeah, absolutely. But if all the other members of the board are moribund for one reason or another, that may be all you've got. So you can't make it a quorum when
yeah.
you know? So you need to be
last
very careful.
Man standing, yeah.
Exactly. And if the last man standing can't do anything because he's not enough people, you find yourself in the right mess. Okay, so it's probably better not to make things too much. Make the rules too tight at this stage. Develop the rules as we find we need to.
Yes.
We're grown-ups.
Yeah, so, and we don't want to be legalistic about this don't have to, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
so
well, good, yeah.
There is something suitable to fall back to if we need to, but, you know, don't worry about that when you get there.
Yeah, just bringing that up because, you know, if there are individuals we currently know who cannot or won't participate, then we have to make a decision at some point. We don't have to. We could continue and have them in abeyance, but...
I suggest that it might be appropriate for you to invite, to ask them to consider their position and whether it's appropriate for them to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whether they think it's appropriate for them to continue as members of the board, given that they're not actually fulfilling any of the duties of membership.
Yes, and then you may or may not get responses to that, but, you know, at least...
Indeed. Well, and if you don't, then the board might need to take a position.
Mm-hmm.
If, right. if you know, it's a kind of double or quits question, really.
Yeah. Okay. So... you know, what I'll do is I'll notify these folks again, at least these three, I don't know, maybe there's more I have to review, but I think these three.
One point, since
yeah.
I don't think we have Robert's rule of order on the terms of reference, maybe
mm-hmm.
we should at least document it at this meeting minutes. So it's saying that, I mean, we will take that as a fallback position. When it's not clear enough. On Ontolog Forum, right from the charter, we have a fallback position also on the OASIS procedure, which is very well written and very comprehensive. That also is helpful if we have a procedural question for Ontolog, and not for this board, but for Ontolog. So we might want to note that.
Okay. So can you give us a reference, maybe, Peter, subsequently?
Could you put something in the chat for that?
Another question is, should we modify the terms for the board to reflect, you know, the Robert's Rules of Order?
I will add something. To the procedures. I'll try and find the right place and add it when I do these minutes.
Okay.
And I'll just put it more or less as I've just put on the chat.
Do all folks present agree with these suggestions? Or
yes.
not disagree?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, we hope not to need it, but if you do...
Yeah.
Do we want discuss comments enabled on the Board of Trustees Terms of Reference page so we can get feedback? Anyone?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, if we agree, we may not need feedback, but if we agree here, then we can just add it on. We have a quorum for this meeting, I assume.
Are you suggesting feedback from the membership, Amanda?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. We have in our terms of reference, we have that proposed changes should be publicized to the general membership of the Ontolog Community of Practice, along with an avenue for feedback and discussion prior to decision by the board. So changing the terms of reference requires publicizing and giving an avenue for feedback. Of course, publicizing can be done through the mailing list, but as per prior discussion, we might want to enable a means of feedback on that page.
Well, I'm not sure that all the things we've been talking about are necessarily part of the terms of reference.
You know, agreed.
Robert's rules, for instance, is part of our procedures, not our terms of reference.
Yeah.
So would the other stuff. So I agree it would be sensible to look at the terms of reference. If we think that we need to change something that is the terms of reference, then obviously we need to go through whatever procedure we've agreed for it.
Well, yeah, I would suggest that we actually changed the terms of reference to include this clause about Robert's Rules of Order.
Oh, okay.
Simply because, you know, historically, we don't have to go back through our session notes to find out what
Yes. Oh, well, yes, okay. Okay, fine. Then we should do that.
But that means if it's a change that we have to, you know, publicize it. So
yeah, that's fine. Then I'll pick that up.
Okay. Well, thank you. Any other comment on the things we've been talking about here, especially this last topic, modifying terms of reference and that procedure? Okay.
Okay.
Beyond that, were there any other action items or additional business people would like to bring forward?
I've already posted these to the list, but just as a report, and Northeastern University has taken over the OOR sandbox hosting, and I have recently updated the OOR.net index page to reflect the sandbox having moved from CIM3 to Northeastern, and also the Sumo repository, namely the Sigma knowledge engineering environment, having moved from CIM3 to Amazon Web Services by Adam Pease. So that part of it is done, which is sort of quite a lot of work. So I would like to thank Ken there. Still in progress is the migration of the wiki content from the Ontolog wiki to Ontolog PSMW, which I think is nearing the end. My personal goal was to have it completed by end of November, which didn't happen, and I guess the renewed goal is end of December, hopefully. And again, Ken and mainly the person actively working on it is Tejas Parikh, who used to be Ken's student, but later also joined the CWE team on. At CIM3 is actively working on that. So stay tuned. And by the time the wiki migration is done, then we will also migrate the WebDev servers also to whoever is hosting the wiki as well, so that it goes in pairs. And after that, then I will probably still take another month or two to really consolidate the historic archives and concentrate on just hosting the historic archives at CIM3 and reducing my server footprint to sort of a very minimalist configuration.
Okay.
Now we're about halfway done.
Okay, so basically, Northeastern and Ken will be assuming much of the infrastructure support for Ontolog.
Yes and no.
You are now muted.
Ontolog, the mailing list will still.
You are now unmuted.
CIM3, the wiki and web dev servers will be hosted by Northeastern. As for other sort of affiliated communities like IAOA, OR, and so on,
yeah,
the mailing list is hosted by Magdeburg. University of Magdeburg under Till Mosikowski and Oliver Kutz. And I guess since they share the same wiki, then the wiki will still be on the Ontolog wiki. There was no discussion about the web dev server, but I guess after the wiki content has moved, that could be brought up for discussion.
Yeah, that discussion. And then, of course, right now, at least the bridge, too,
the bridge,
is supported by IAOA.
Which I guess it's probably a good time to discuss since IAOA's original commitment was only for the end of up to the end of this year.
So I need to go pretty soon here, but I'll fill in this right now. So right now we're going on a month-to-month basis with the current bridge. I'm paying for it. The EC, IAO Executive Council, is exploring other possibilities. But for now, we're continuing with this bridge.
And our next EC meeting is next Thursday, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. So there may be additional information from that meeting, I guess.
The association is continuing to fund the current conference bridge.
Yeah, the main sort of real requirement for the conference bridge actually is to support, let's say, at least up to 100 people.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of number we were seeing at the last Ontology Summit. Yeah. Usually for executive committee meetings, board meetings, and so committee meetings, and so on. Most of the sort of freely supported services like Skype or Google Hangout, I mean, would suffice. But you still need something that supports like a much larger number of people for the virtual sessions, and reliably as well. So reliability also comes in. And actually, I do want to sort of make a point about reliability now that we've spread the service, particularly with Ken, is that when at CIM3, we actually run the infrastructure on triple redundancy and sort of high availability infrastructure. And a lot of effort, actually most of the effort, has been put into securing and making it reliable and available. While that is probably the same practice your IT department has on NEU infrastructure, generally research infrastructures do not have the kind of reliability or security that would sustain the kind of services that we expect of an open community. So I want whoever is sort of coming on board to support the infrastructure to be particularly aware of the potential issues. For example, while I was moving another one of my wiki content, I mean, I was just opening it up for 20 minutes. It was already spammed like 3 times, and there was one time I forgot to close off one stop, and it was only a few days, and I got like more than 1,900 spams.
Oh boy.
So I mean, that is what kept me up most of the time and running the infrastructure for the past 12, 13 years. Yeah, that's all.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Ken, I don't know if the Northeastern will, you know, if it will have this redundancy and reliability built into it, but I guess it's something we should be aware of.
Well, our system staff does have very highly reliable systems, and it is highly redundant. So it's I think, a sufficiently high standard. Unfortunately, the system that I'm hosting the OR sandbox on isn't part of that, so it doesn't have that same level of reliability. So if I move it over to the systems, then you know, there are all kinds of bureaucratic things I have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's possible. I just would have to do all of that.
But the wiki and the web dev itself, you think it's probably comparable to Peter's description?
The wiki, hosting the wiki reliably should probably not be a difficulty. It's the it's this OOR that is trickier, because it involves it involves using a VM, and that's that's something the system staff is not so keen on supporting. But the wiki, yeah, I don't think it'd be hard to do that.
Okay. And I guess, Peter, was there any special support you required for the sandbox, the OOR sandbox, that in terms of security and reliability?
Oh, Ken would know better than I am. I mean, since we were running mostly NCPO bioportal based structure, so. My point is more on the wiki and web dev. The fact that it's open. Open actually is more difficult to sustain or to support than closed. I mean, if you have a set of passwords, I mean, it's easy. Yeah. You just shut everyone out. But if you want to be open and you want it to stay clean, that's a huge challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So maybe they can be two distinct situations, and since the sandbox is closed as opposed to open. Maybe we're reaching our end here. Any other comments, folks? So just to emphasize, I don't have my list here, but Matthew will be chair of the next session of the Board of Trustees, and then Mark Musin will again get back to him and see if he can be a scribe and then chair to get back in order.
Can we decide a date now as well, Matthew, maybe? It's much easier if we...
Yeah, no, that's all right. I'm just... what about the 15th of January?
Any conflicts with Ontology Summit, potentially, or... We don't probably even know yet, so I guess it's fine.
First come, first serve.
Yeah. Like any IAOA activities, Michael, that would conflict?
Fifteenth might the, I mean, 15th is around the date we have our launch session.
And maybe once, the following week?
Yeah, the following week, Matthew will not be available. And once we start the Ontology Summit, and if it goes like how it did for the past few years, Ontology Summit will take up all the Thursdays. So maybe we actually want to schedule the board meeting at a date other than Thursdays and Fridays.
I'm fine. Any day, any week I can do a Thursday, I can also do a Wednesday. So I can do the 14th as well.
But the longer term question is, are Wednesdays better for you in general?
No. Oh. Any Wednesday that I can't make the Thursday for, it means that I'm driving on the Wednesday evening when we would be having this meeting. Okay, so I can make any week I can make a Thursday, I can also make the Wednesday because I'm not driving to where I would be on the Thursday, which is why I can't do the Thursday. I'm actually driving back on the Thursday.
Then maybe, what, the 14th, is that?
The 14th would be fine for me.
Yeah, 14th sounds great. Can we also identify a gripe right now? Wow.
I think we commonly said Mark Musen, but...
Yeah, so... And then, you know, if that falls through, it would devolve to whoever follows Matthew, according to our list of DOT members.
Okay. So Mark Musen.
I don't know who that is. My session just ended. Hold on one second. My VPN just died on me, timed out. So I don't know who's next.
Michael's after Matthew on the board list
Michael who? Mike Bennett, Michael Gruninger.
Yeah, Gruninger.
Michael Gruninger's next.
If we're following just the order of listing on the...
I think
supposed to be alphabetic.
It isn't.
Oh, it isn't.
Okay. Well, actually, no, it is by...
First name.
Yes, except not quite. Till's out of order.
I understood it was supposed to be alphabetic by surname, but...
If that list is truly that, yes.
That list just definitely isn't, but I don't know if that's the order list that we're using.
I think we are using the order list on the list of names on the Board of Trustees page.
Yeah, that makes more sense, I guess.
And I don't remember the ordering necessarily to that. I think it's first name.
Okay, Michael has left. John. Are you still there? Oh, John has left too. So maybe let's just do Mark Musen for now, and it's tentative, and maybe Matthew, you can find out on email
posted. If I'm not me after Mark, then Michael's after me. So and Leo was before. Yeah. So it is that list, and it does appear to be by first name, except of course Peter Ian's at the end. Because he's not really on the list. Okay, so it's that's the list.
Let's stay with Mark and find out out when you post the minutes.
Yes, Mark Musen.
I just sort of put it on the
in chat.
Okay, I'll just put it. Oh, okay, sorry, I've done it too. That's fine.
Okay, well, I guess we're done.
Yep, thank you. Great meeting.
Okay.
Thanks, folks. Thank you, Matthew and all.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
The moderator has left the conference.